Sometimes I watch Christian channels, preachers and people say all the times, maximum, hallelujah, hallelujah. They are worshipping God for what He has done for their life. God has given baby for me. So, hallelujah, they say. God gave job. Hallelujah, they say. And I am not saying this is bad. We praise God when we have comfort and luxury life. There is no luxury life and comfort in your life. Is there any praising point? Or is there any adoration for God? Listen carefully, my beloved. Do you adore God when you have no peace because of your neighbors? Let me tell you a fact. Even though you lost your beloved, your status, you can adore your God with joy. You have unforgettable praise in your mouth, even though your friends has forsaken you. Do you know that? You have healthy room in your heart to adore your God, even though you are on the deathbed or your beloved is on the deathbed. Maybe you ask, how do I adore God in this situation? For what reason I bow before God? Truly I believe that this sermon helps you a lot to adore God in this difficult situation. Open your copy of Bible along with me as we are reading Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 5. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for your salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Nero was emperor of Rome when he wants to build new Rome city. So he burned the old city of Rome. All their great temples and household idols also burned, and people were homeless and hopeless. Nero spread the word quickly that Christians set fires. As a result, severe persecution began against Christians. Peter wrote this letter to comfort believers, to teach submission in unjust suffering for the sake of Christ. Peter was writing this letter in this situation. He started these words, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." We should worship or adore Him in this situation. Adoring merciful God is the lesson from this passage. Adoring merciful God, even though we are facing difficult situation, that is the main theme of this passage. Look at verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." God must be praised. God must be glorified and honored. Disciples should adore God because this verse saying that His great mercy has caused us, God showed great mercy to us. Not only Peter, but also Paul wrote this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Ephesians chapter 1, 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." God showed mercy, dear brothers and sisters. Mercy means, we know that, showing compassion in misery and distress.
we should adore God. Four reasons that motivates us to adore merciful God. The first reason that motivates us to adore merciful God is He gave us new birth through Christ. He gave us new birth through Christ. Look at verse 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again. This verse is saying, God has caused us to be born again. First, we have to understand the meaning of born before we understand this verse. Let me ask one question. Did you have any involvement in your first birth? No. Without your involvement, you born to your parents in this country, in this Goa, and some other places. God created you through using your parents. By His involvement, your first birth has happened. You did not choose your parents, and you did not choose country to born. You did not choose Goa also. God's involvement is there in your first birth. God Himself decided that where you should be. Beloved, listen. God has caused us to born again. This shows believers God's second birth. This is talking about spiritual birth. That means all human beings were dead, but believers have born again by merciful God. We are also dead, but God gave new birth for us. We will adore God through knowing our past condition. We know our past condition. What is that? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, You are dead in your transgressions and sins. There is no emotion, action, no life. I am speaking spiritually for dead man. I love my grandma. 2 years back, she died. I went see my grandma's funeral. All relatives were showing emotion through crying, but she has no emotion at all because she died. My two younger brother-in-law came to see grandma. Their sister was crying like this, Grandma, Grandma, wake up. She's crying like that. But she was not responding for this crying because she died. There is no feeling and sense. It is impossible to wake up once anyone dead. This is the condition of spiritual death. Those who are dead in spiritually never respond to God. Because those were all dead in their sins and transgressions. Every man and woman were dead spiritually even though they are living bodily. This is our condition. We never wake up by ourselves. Listen, brothers and sisters. God is merciful. He caused us to born again. This birth also same as our first normal birth. We have no involvement to born again. This word itself is saying, be born from above. God created you without your credit and your works. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, look at John 3:3. John Gospel chapter 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is impossible for a man, but God has to do this. Jesus explains that how did God give new birth? Holy Spirit gives new birth through using the word of God. Peter, look at 1 Peter chapter 1, 23 says, For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable. That is through the living and enduring word of God. God is giving new birth through Holy Spirit and His word. Not only this, ultimately through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus died for your new birth. God killed His Son to give new birth to you, my dear brothers and sisters. God raised Him from death to give new birth to you. Dear brothers and sisters, God cannot give new birth without Jesus Christ. If you go apart from Lord Jesus Christ, God cannot give new birth to you. Beloved, you have not done any works to be born again, because we know that we already dead. Do not boast in your good works, because we have not saved you through your filthy righteousness. Remember that if you are not born again person, what would be happen to you? You will be in eternal hell. If you are sitting here and thinking that God gave me new birth based on my good works, my righteousness, for example, giving offering. Some people give offerings too much. And also serving brothers and studying what deep. Maybe you are thinking God saved me based on these works. Maybe you are not born again. One woman said to me, when I and my wife was going to my hometown, you should preach the gospel, otherwise God cannot save you. I said that I am fearful because of you. She said, God is there, no need to fear, she said. I said that I got fear not because of me, but about you. You are in the danger because you are going in Roman Catholic system. I explained her what is the salvation, new birth. Dear brothers and sisters, God did not save us based on our works. Believe Lord Jesus Christ, who has satisfied God for your sake. If you go apart from Him, there is no salvation to you and no new birth. Ultimately, you will be punished by God of justice. The second reason that motivates us to adore merciful God is He gave us living hope through Christ. He gave us living hope through Christ. Look at verse 3 says that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Living hope means in verse 3 is hope of bodily resurrection. Hope of bodily resurrection. Every believer has hope that is simply being raised individually as Jesus was raised. Look at end of this verse 3, it says, to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It is impossible to born again or have living hope without His death and resurrection. How did Jesus die and rise again from the dead? How it is possible? Look at verse 3 says. Look at verse 3 says. He is not normal man. He is God man. Look at 3 verse. Look at verse 3 says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why did He rise from dead? Because He is sovereign. He is God man. He is the Lord of heaven. He created everything. He is the Lord of devil also. He is the Lord of believers. He is the Lord of everyone on the earth. He is the Lord of dead also. So He is sovereign. So He raised from the dead. So we have living hope. Dear brothers and sisters, so many people do not believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even one of His disciples did not believe this. You know that Thomas, after he believed, praise God. But word of God is saying that He rise from dead. Jesus challenged Jews that destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rise up. Rise it up. Beloved, your Lord is not dead, but He alive. Believe this, one day you are going to be raised from the dead. So Paul said to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 or 17 says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. So here Paul is saying very tremendous truth. If Jesus has not raised from death, we are in sins. That we have to die eternally. And you are deserved punishment of sins. Jesus said to John Gospel chapter 11 verse 25 to 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is our hope. One day we will rise again from the dead, dear brothers and sisters. We will live forever with Christ. We sang one song here. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have hope one day God will raise us. This is the living hope which was given by God. Brothers and sisters, do not allow those who steal your living hope and who preach a Sadducees teaching. If anybody says that Jesus is not alive, avoid those men and women. If your Savior is living, no need to fear to face today's problem also. Hold your living hope and live for it. Third reason that motivates us to adore merciful God is God gave us an inheritance through Christ. God gave us an inheritance through Christ. Look at verse 4 says that to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Even though you do not have much inheritance here, some of you have, some of you don't have. If you have or not, but you have inheritance from God, if you are a believer. The five characteristics of inheritance. The Peter explaining the nature of inheritance. The first characteristics of an inheritance is imperishable inheritance. Look at verse 4 says that to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable. Meaning this word is immortal and also indestructible. Earthly inheritance maybe will destroy. Maybe your buildings, maybe your car, maybe your money, our money, everything will destroy one day. We are not guaranteed for that. But we know God gave inheritance to Israel. But the enemies of them, they came and destroyed Jerusalem. For example, Babylonian, Nebuchadnezzar came and killed people, destroyed inheritance. But heavenly inheritance never be destroyed by anyone. That is the guarantee, assurance we have. The second characteristic of inheritance is purifying inheritance. Look at verse 4 says that to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, second one, undefiled. Meaning of undefiled is untainted, unpolluted, the free from corruption, unstained, clean and pure. Because it is pure, because it is unpolluted. God will give this inheritance to you, my dear brothers and sisters. There is a chance for earthly wealth and inheritance to be polluted with corruption. You are going to be obtained uncorrupted and purified inheritance in heaven. Peter is explaining again the characteristics of inheritance. Third characteristics is fresh inheritance or always new inheritance. Always new inheritance. Look at verse 4 says that to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away. Fading was used of flowers that wither and decay. Your earthly inheritance, my dear brothers and sisters, easily fade away. But heavenly and eternal inheritance never decay. It always new and fresh. Maybe we have buildings, we have car, bench car like that, we have motorcycle, we love them. But after some times, it will become bore for us. We don't like also after some days. We will change mobiles also because of we get bored from that. But heavenly inheritance, there is no bore. Always new, fresh. never be decay. My dear brothers and sisters, the four characteristics of inheritance is kept inheritance. Look at verse 4 says, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. The idea of reserved is to watch over, to guard, to keep. Jesus keeps us and He keeps our inheritance also. We trust bank, so we reserve our money in bank. See how much security needed for one bank, how much security needed the bank of, Reserve Bank of India. Why we reserve our money in banks? Because it has security. It has surety. But this inheritance which belongs to believers has reserved in heaven, where there is no thieves, there is no robbers. God, who Himself is guardian of our inheritance through Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus says, Matthew 6:19, do not store up for yourself treasures on the earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. 20 says, but store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. Peter is explaining the nature of inheritance. The fifth characteristic of inheritance is, look at confirmed inheritance. Confirmed inheritance, guaranteed inheritance. Look at verse 5 says that, who are protected by power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Inheritance to be reward in heaven. God is going to inheritance as a reward in heaven for us. There is no guarantee that will you get profit or not. If you do business, there is no guarantee that you will get back your money from debtors. Maybe you have it, but you will die before you get it. Anyway, this earthly inheritance will be unconfirmed, but this is confirmed inheritance. It will reveal in the last days. Last days is when we go to heaven. I have one friend who became disciple of Lord Jesus Christ. His father has beaten him and kicked him out of the home with bag. He was staying in one church some days, and his father came, one pastor, and his pastor gave some money and sent him out of the church because of fear of his father. After this, he came to my home. Now he is doing internship one church. Recently, he went to see his mother because she is in hospital. His father and uncle have beaten him again. Others in the hospital stopping them. His father was telling lies to them. His mother is on deathbed. He is asking his position without thinking his mother's situation. Dear brothers and sisters, for him no inheritance on the earth. Only one son, but for him no inheritance because of Jesus Christ, which is perishable, unsecured, defiled, paid away inheritance he doesn't have, but he has inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, not fade away, reserved in heaven, confirmed inheritance. He has that. My dear brothers and sisters, where is your treasure? Where is your inheritance? In India, in heaven. Maybe you are losing your wealth and money through avoiding corruption for the glory of God. No need to be worried. God is going to give unpolluted and imperishable inheritance. And another thing is, anyway, you will not be able to deserve this earthly money, earthly inheritance. Use your money for trying more pastors in India, support biblical seminaries. And think about need of church. What is the need of church? Give for that. So God will reserve your inheritance in heaven. I hope some are doing these things. Some are doing sometimes. Some are not doing at all. My dear brothers and sisters, where is your inheritance? Are you reserving your inheritance in heaven on the earth? The fourth reason that motivates us to adore merciful God is He gives protection through Jesus. He gives protection through Jesus. Look at verse 5, says that who are protected by power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Peter was explaining that God is protecting believers who have continuous faith. Every believer should have faith in Jesus Christ everyday life, not one day. Sometimes you have faith, sometimes you don't have faith. But every day you need faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture is saying that God protects those who have faith. For what God protects? Look at this verse carefully. God protects believers for salvation. For salvation, God protects. How does God protect? Look at this verse says, by His power. God has power to protect His children eternally. He is omnipotent. Brothers and sisters, God's names and titles describe His power. For example, El Shaddai, that means God Almighty. Adonai, Yahweh, and also Lord of Hosts, Mighty One of Israel, and also King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lord Almighty. These all are God's names and titles describing God's power. Nothing too hard for God, and nothing is impossible for Him. Look at Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? His work reveals His power, my dear brothers and sisters. For example, His creation. Look at His creation. How much powerful our Lord is. He created heaven and earth. He kept stars in the sky. He created different types of fishes. If you go to a restaurant to eat fish thali, how many different items they give? All are created by God. By His power, He made borders to ocean. He created animals. Listen carefully, brothers. Can anyone stand before lion in wilderness and challenging, hey lion, come, I will play with you? That man will be lunch for lion. How many beautiful birds are created by Him? Stand before one hill. Look yourself, how much small you are. These all things were created by God, who is powerful. Power belongs to God. Psalm 62:11 says that once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to our God. Your God is powerful, my dear brothers and sisters. He protects His children by His power. No need to be doubtful. Why you doubt for your salvation? Because of your sins. Because of remembering the sins which were forgiven by God. You know that Manasseh, great wicked king of Judah, king of Judah, he rebuilt high places and erected altars for Baals and worshipped all hosts of the heavens and served them. He did evil things in the sight of the Lord. He built altars for host of the heavens in the house of the Lord. See how much terrible sinner he was, like us. He made his sons pass through the fire and practice witchcraft, practice sorcery and dealt with mediums, and he put idols in the house of the Lord, God. He did terrible sins against our God. But do you know, we will see our brother Manasseh in heaven. Because he repented after doing all these things, and God saved him. God never remembers your sins at all because of Jesus, who bore your sins on the cross. Why am I speaking this? Because maybe anyone here to doubt their salvation. I don't know. God is speaking with you through His word. No need to doubt. If you are a true believer, God will protect you. Rejoice. Be there. No need to fear. Last year we have small favorable. meetings in PTS, we have one tradition in PTS, that telling learning experience and sharing how word of God changed personal life. One sister shared this: I have doubt about my salvation before I came PTS. I know that I was saved, but sometimes I felt unsecured for my salvation. But when I heard word of God by Pastor Sammy, I have convinced that my God is my protector for my salvation. I never lose my salvation, she said with tears. My dear brothers and sisters, think God is powerful than your doubt for your salvation. God of universe is your security, surety. Jesus took all your sins upon him and he gave his righteousness, and God is able to keep you eternal salvation. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have any affection with Jesus Christ, you are saved person. That is the proof. If you have any affection with Jesus Christ, that shows you are a true believer. Unconverted people never have any affection with Jesus Christ. Do you understand why we should adore God? Even though we have suffering and persecution, dishonor and shame because of Lord Jesus Christ with our neighbors, because our God has caused us, our God show mercy for us. He gave new birth for us, and also he gave living hope through Christ. He gives inheritance through Jesus Christ. Finally, he gives protection through Jesus Christ. I am challenging you, dear brothers and sisters, are you adoring this great merciful God? You are thinking always, what God have not given to me? God did not give baby for me. God did not increase my salary. God did not give what I like bench guard. God does not give heart my boss to give promotion. God did not heal my husband or my wife. Are you adoring God? You forgot that how God showed mercy in your life. Leave these all earthly needs. He will give in his time these things. That is not our job, but his job. Beloved, worship God, adore God for what he has done in your life already. I have read a book called Brothers, We Are Not Professionals by John Piper. I understood that how much God loves his glory and gave priority for adoration. I am reading one portion for you. Many people are willing to be God-centered as long as they feel that God is man-centered. It is danger. Over against this danger, I urge you to ponder the implication, brothers, that God loves his glory more than he loves us. And that is the foundation of his love for us. Brothers, God loves his glory. He is committed with all his infinite and eternal might to display the glory and to preserve the honor of his name. Beloved, God has showed his mercy to bring glory himself, not for us. So Peter said, blessed be the God. Paul said, blessed be the God. Cornerstone should say, blessed be the God.
Amen.
God may help us to glorify him alone through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, you gave new birth for us. Lord, you are protecting us. You give inheritance for us. Lord, what a love you have upon us. Lord, everything you gave for us, that is for your glory only, Father. Lord, help us to live for your glory. Lord, bless this church to live for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.